So Saturday morning, I'm dragging myself out of the house, and I've got a tricycle in one hand and a little scooter in the next, and I'm kicking open the back hatch to our car, and I'm throwing these things in the back as I'm about to take the kids to the park. And my neighbor, who lives across the street, who's like insanely fit, and you know, he backs out of his driveway in one of his two Porsches, you know, dum 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 dum, and I just thought, man, you and I are having two entirely different mornings right now. Could not be, you know. And he and I kind of shared a look as he sped away in his Porsche.
Oh, my God, how I love
but
that.
But how was your weekend? That was my weekend in a nutshell. How was your weekend?
I had the most amazing of weekends. Everybody else does, Robin. I'm sorry to tell you.
Mine is its own kind of amazing.
I was invited to a conference this weekend. It was in Nashville, which I really love that city. That city is not the stereotype I ever thought it was, and I disposed of that stereotype years ago. But it's called the DIY Musicians Conference, put together by the folks at CD Baby, who are more than just CDs. They are digital distribution and all sorts of things for new musicians trying to find their way and paths into getting their music out to other people. And I was there to speak. I had a conversation with Pokey LaFarge.
Oh, yeah.
He was in my book, Your Song Changed My Life, and mm-hmm. we talked about that sort of stuff, about being a musician and being dedicated and all that stuff. But then I did this thing. It was a song pitch, and we asked people who were attending. There were 1,400 musicians, basically, attending to pitch us a song.
Meaning one they've already done and hear, or like, this right. is an idea I have
yeah.
for a
song. Nope.
No, it's just
yeah.
a finished song.
Finished song. And on the panel would be a number of music supervisors, those folks who pick music from movies and television. They're called music supervisors.
Right.
So a number of those. A producer of music, and then like an A&R, an artist and repertoire person, a person who looks for new talent, right?
So convince us why we should listen to this song.
Or not even just convince us, but is this good? Would it be in a movie? Would I, as a music supervisor, would I want this? What am I looking for? And just help all these sort of musicians, like, figure out what their music can be and what it can do and what could be better about it, right? As a producer
where
it would
can
say,
live and say, how people can hear it.
Yeah, the producer might say, oh, that sample goes on too long. You really should have, like, it, but 15 seconds, drop it out. Bring it back later, you know, and it'll make it pop and all that
yeah.
stuff. So it was just a brilliant. So I listened to about 180 songs and picked, you know, six or eight of them to play in front of an audience of, you know, whatever, hundreds and hundreds of people, I'll just say. And then with this panel that I was a moderator of. I'm not going to play all the songs I played, but I am going to play one artist I discovered in this pile, and it was so exciting. And his name is I. It's spelled A-H-I, but his name is I. He's a Toronto-based musician. It turns out he was playing a showcase that evening, so I got to see him, not only just hear the song that I really fell for,
right.
but I got to see him. So I'm going to play this song from a new artist that, you know, I don't know who knows, but I'm hoping our audience will fall in love with him the way I did. So see what you think. This is a song called Old Sweet Day.
I've got a lot to learn, you've got a lot to give. We can go anywhere, rebuild this broken bridge. You've got a heart of gold, I've got a mind that goes on and on and on to places we'll never know. But I just wanna be with you when the day is done, when the darkness comes, when the old sweet day is done. I just wanna be with you in the setting sun, till the morning comes, when the day is done. Oh, oh, mm-hmm. When the old sweet day is done. If you gotta figure it out, then I'm going round and round. But darling, I'll lift you up, 'cause I know you won't let me down. I want you to meet me there by the well where we used to drink. I will draw the water if you quench these thirsty lips. 'Cause I just wanna be with you when the day is done, when the darkness comes, when the old sweet day is done. I just wanna be with you in the setting sun, till the morning comes, when the day is done.
Undeniably great voice.
It really is. And he played the Mercy Lounge at this conference, and he closed with the Sam Cooke song, A Change Is Gonna Come.
I can hear him singing that.
He says, I'm going to do this, basically, I'm going to do this every day until...
Do artists get discovered there? I mean, do they go there and they end up getting connected with a music supervisor or a producer?
Well, I mean, for the most part, this was something, a new idea that we tried out. And so... Of the six or eight things I played, music supervisors said, yeah, we need to talk to three of the artists. So
yeah,
it was really quite rewarding.
So when you were on the panel and you're talking about this music, the artists themselves were in the audience, yeah?
Well, I didn't want to tell anyone whether they were going to be picked or not. So some were and some weren't.
Yeah.
And in this case, yes, he was. And it was very powerful moment.
I love that. I love that. It's so great that happened. Well, speaking of great voices, Sean Carey's back with new music, S. Carey.
That is so good to hear.
Yeah, this is Sean Carey. He goes by S. Carey or Scary. He started off as the drummer and a backup singer for Bon Iver. He still plays with Bon Iver and tours and records with them. Just a gorgeous voice. And he makes his own, Sean Carey makes his own sort of enchanting music. You know, it's just very gentle, slightly melancholy, super chill, rainy day music. And he's been putting out records since about 2010. His last one was in 2014, and he just put out a new song that was featured on a show. You talk about music supervisors picking mm-hmm. music yeah. for programs. In this case, the music supervisor approached him and asked him if he would do a song for the show. The show is called Flake. It's a comedy series on Netflix. They had asked Sean Carey to do a song in the first season last year, and they loved it so much they came back and asked him to do another one. And he came up with this song. It's called Brassy Sun. And he says it was an old idea that he had been working on for a while and just needed an excuse to finish it. And as soon as he heard that they needed a song and what they needed it for, he thought this song will fit perfectly for it. So it's called Brassy Sun from S. Carey.
happy to hear this.
Yeah, some great sounds there at the end. I can talk endlessly. I'm so fascinated with the creative.
I need to go. I'm sorry.
Well, with the creative process and comes first. You know, this is what the song is going to be about, or do you start with the music and then you decide later what it's about? You know, and the synergy that happens when someone comes to you and says, "This is what's happening in my story. What about your story and your song would fit and work well with this?" So that they complement each other. And Sean Carey says that he first came up with the idea for the song when he was on tour a while back. He says he was looking through some old pictures. He says, and I'm quoting him here, "Part homesick, part just trying to kill the sometimes endless hours of free time you have on tour. I was looking at an old picture of my wife from before I knew her and starting to question whether I even knew this person, the person that I have the most intimate relationship with. Will we ever truly know each other? And in a way, I feel that, yes, totally, I know her so well. And in another mysterious way, I think people spend their whole lives trying to just know themselves. And I'm sure certain deep corners about your partner remain left unknown." Hmm. So this reflection in his own life ended up fitting perfectly. It's the moment in the show when this is used. It's a comedy, but it's not a comedy moment of comedy. It's a very reflective moment and worked really nicely. No word on a new record from Sean Carey. It certainly isn't going to be one this year, but there might be one next year from him. So that song is called Brassy Sun. It's a single, and it's out now.
I am going to rock your world.
I am going to rock. Thar, thar, human. It is time to rock.
It is indeed. So it isn't that often these days that a guitar rock anthemic tune just still gets me.
I was there as soon as you said anthemic guitar rock.
I know. You're always more there on those things than I am, and that's it makes me happy. And so I know this song's going to make you happy, and that makes me happy too. I'm going to play a song.
Well, if I'm happy, you're happy, Bob.
The whole building, Robin,
yeah,
when you are happy.
All right.
So the guitarist is Morgan Waters, and you know him from Weaves.
Yeah.
He is just a phenomenal rock guitarist. The whole rhythm section's great. Jasmine Burke, the singer, is just clever, wonderful, and a ball of fun. They have a new album coming out called Wide Open. It's coming out October 6th. The lead-off track is this anthemic thing. It's called Number 53, and I'm going to play it.
Let's crank it.
If we crank it, do they get cranked?
I was a stranger inside of my body.
Yep.
See? Yep.
Yeah. The only thing that was missing is I wanted some like extended guitar shredding solo, you know, for maybe a minute and a half. I know that would have sent you screaming.
But come to the show with me. Maybe
oh,
that
yeah,
can
I
happen.
Bet that, yeah, yeah. I bet that would. Yeah. At the beginning, there were the little Glockenspiel in there. Yeah. I thought, oh, this is just a little kind of like Springsteen thing kind of going on there, you know?
In fact, Karen Gwee wrote on our blog, one of NPR Music's Karen Gwee wrote on our blog this week about Walk Away, another song, and she talks about the Springsteen-esque nature of Gwee's current music. This is their second full-length. We've been following them since their EP back in 2014. They've played at Tiny Desk. I madly love this band. Super fun to go see. And their record, Wide Open, comes out October 6th. Want to take a break?
Yeah.
I know you're looking kind of... you know, sweaty, you let your hair down.
Yeah, I'm ready to take a quick break, and when we come back, more phenomenal music from Beck.
You do that again?
Beck.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo is proud to work with United Way to offer financial education and services to help people rebuild their lives. Here's United Way Atlanta's Diane McCants.
Working with individuals who are really determined, really focused, that's the part that I really enjoy the most, being able to empower them to do the things that they want to do.
Wells Fargo is building better every day. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/better. Support also comes from Red Bull Radio. Whether it's the latest dance hall out of Kingston, techno from Berlin, underground hip hop, or old soul gems, Red Bull Radio is the place to tune in and discover great music that's new to you. With in-depth interviews and live performances from festivals around the globe, plus music hand-picked by influential artists, journalists, and DJs, you'll know what you were looking for when you hear it. Listen at redbullradio.com.
Where were we?
Beck. There are a few artists I love as much as I love Beck. I'm a massive Beck fan, have been for over 20 years. He's officially back with a new record. You know, he put out a song 2 years ago, and then he put a song out last year, and now he's back with a new single. But with this new single, he has announced that he finally has another full-length record coming out later this fall. It's called Colors. It's a record he's been working on a long time. He started it in 2013, and from everything I've read, he really just wasn't happy with the direction any of the songs were going, and so he kept working on it until he finally came up with something that he was happy with. This new song is called Dear Life, and it has this sort of, I don't know, barrel house piano feel to it, sort of like Beatles, I don't know, like Rocky Raccoon or something.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, you know, it. Well, you know, and you talk about how he wasn't really happy with the direction the record was going. All three singles that he's put out so far are all very distinctively different from one another. There's the song Dreams he released in June of 2015, and then a year later in June of 2016, he released Wow, and now he has Dear Life. The song is called Dear Life.
It makes me think you said Colors, and then you said Rocky Raccoon, which is from the White album, and this is from the Colors album.
Mind blown.
Back from the burning ashes after death, you know.
plus some Beach Boy harmonies at the end there.
I'll tell you, this is 1967, 68 right there, and I'm okay with that. So it's like 50, can I just say that?
Oh, 50 years ago. Oh, my gosh.
What does that even mean? I just...
the top of that song with the piano at the top, I was thinking like Lady Madonna maybe or something.
And I was thinking this, which is people might not know these references because they're so old.
The Beatles?
Yeah, but still. I mean,
oh,
just
Martha
the tone.
Martha, yeah.
And then... Yeah, anyway.
Even that piano, what was that? What do they call it? Mrs. Smith's piano? What was that? I think they called it Mrs. Mill's piano, really? The upright piano at Abbey Road that they played. They did so many of their songs on. Beck, I think this is the best of the three singles we've heard so far. His lyrics are always a complete puzzle to me. This one seems to be maybe a little bit about midlife and how it's hard to make sense of where you find yourself living at that point in your life. But Beck's music always... has a lot of irony in it too, so I never know quite how to take it. I'd say Sea Change, that record Sea Change he did, is maybe the most earnest he ever gets.
It was also my favorite.
Yeah, very beautiful, heartfelt record. But so much of his music, I think, just seems like it's made with a wink, and I'm okay with that. It's one of the reasons why I love.
All right, but you're not sure whether it's a wink.
Well, yeah, I don't know what it is. It feels like a wink. But this one, Colors, is out October 13th. And his last record was Morning Phase, came out in 2014. That one won Grammy for Album of the Year. So excited for this one, Colors.
Awesome. I'm going to play a new song from King Krule. It's been 4 years since King Krule's put out a record. He's Archie Marshall is his real name. And so he just turned 23. So if you don't do an album under your name for 4 years, that's what? Is it about a sixth of your life?
Oh, wow.
But anyway, it's been a long time.
Whatever. Yeah, it's been a while.
And this record's really, really woozy. It's dark and stormy and kind of, I don't know. I just really love this. Have you heard this yet?
I haven't. No, I haven't heard this whole thing
yet. Give this a listen. I'm curious what you think. The song I'm going to play is called Czech One, but it's spelled C-Z-E-C-H, like Czechoslovakia.
Right.
One. King Krule.
Trains push. Us in tonight. You asked me what our name was called, but I found it hard to write. One time I was impaled forlorn, I'm thrown into a pile. I said, you know where I'm coming from, and she looked me in the eye. Lover boy, you drowned too quick, you're fading out of sight. Is it the numb density? Can't even look her in the eye. Where tiny men have been absorbed for questioning the sky. To when and where the stars were formed, to glance upon this night. Light years to sit upon and paint us as we lie. And to think it's us she's wasted on, can't even look her in the eye. See, I found a new place to mourn. She asked me who died. What if there's a darker uniform? I need a place to hide. As simple as his favorite gun, the burning of the spire. And yet he still searched for warmth, but it was cold by the fire. Thank you.
That's pretty bent. I like it. Have you ever done peyote, Bob?
Where was I that night?
You remember, you were there. No, it's very much this dream state. It's sort of like the in-between falling asleep and waking up, that in-between.
Hypnagogic state, I think.
Is that what that's called? Yeah.
This is King Krewel. Yeah, it's super cinematic. And maybe I'm thinking cinematic because I've been hanging around these
music supervisors.
But no, it is. It's just, it says a lot and conjures a lot in my mind, imagery-wise. And it hints at things. It doesn't come out and tell you anything. And I love a piece of music that is just a vibe. If I walked into a room and that was on, the whole room would emit the tone of that
sound. Yeah. You know, it changes the color of the room.
And everything. Yeah, totally. Sure. So there's no album announcement yet. This is the second song that's come out from King Krewel. There is a tour announcement of which he starts in D.C.
Oh, wow.
So, that could mean something. Yeah. But there's an imminent album. I mean, we're just waiting for the formal, right? That song right there is called Check One, C-Z-E-C-H. You're going to take us out, aren't you?
I'm going to take us out.
Wait, before you take us out.
Just one more thing that's bothered me.
The piano in that. You haven't told us the most important thing that's happened in your life in ages.
I know.
You told me about two tricycles and two Porsches. but you have a...
I got a new piano.
You gave birth to a...
yeah. My new baby. Piano. You know, I've always had a piano in my life. And many years ago when I moved into the city, into D.C., I had to get rid of my piano because I was living
apartment.
In 500 square feet with a dog and wife and a cat. And so I've been without a piano for almost 10 years, and I got one late this last week. I actually took a day off from work so I could just stay home and do nothing but play all day. And the nicest thing about it anyone who makes music and knows the joy of making music late at night is that I put the piano in our basement. It's a finished basement.
Don't worry, piano people.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's a
climate controlled basement. But no one in the house can hear me play, so I can just stay up.
Oh, thank God for
that.
No. You know, you're happy, they're happy.
Yeah, it's win-win. This weekend I stayed up well and, you know, into 1 and 2 in the morning playing, and it was just glorious. Yeah, I actually thought of that, my piano. Every time pianos came up in one of our songs today, I thought about that. But
that's awesome. When I leave here, I am going to the music store to pick up my new Dan Electro 12 string.
Wow.
Yeah, which I've always wanted.
Right, you're going to go home and play some music by the Birds? Do a bunch of...
That
was their whole thing, right?
Electric. Yeah, they were Rickenbacker, but whatever.
Yeah, the 12-string.
So I'm excited. String.
We digress. I'm going out on Curtis Harding.
Okay.
Curtis Harding is a singer from Atlanta. His music touches on lots of different genres, R&B, soul. There's some elements of psychedelic rock in there. When you hear about his musical past, it kind of makes sense. He grew up singing gospel with his mother, his evangelical mother. As he got older, he spent time as a rapper. He played in a garage rock band for a while. He sang backup for CeeLo Green. another Atlanta artist. And as a solo artist, his own music has sort of all of these elements in it. He's put out one record in 2014 called Soul Power, and he's finally back with a follow-up coming out later this year on October 27th. The new record from Curtis Harding is called Face Your Fear, and I want to play a song called Wednesday Morning Atonement. And since we're not going to come back after the song, I'll just read a quick quote from Curtis Harding about the song. He says, in a literal sense, it's about an estranged father who, for whatever reason, was not able to be present in his family's life. I thought it was important to explore this aspect of life that all too often affects a lot of people. But also the business of music can sometimes pull you away from the art of making it. So metaphorically, it's a story about a musician where, in theory, his songs are his children. Anyway, so Curtis Harding, the song's Wednesday Morning Atonement from the record Face Your Fear. This song, not the whole record, but this song was produced by Danger Mouse, Brian Burton.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
Go play your piano. If you're NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Giving